Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And unlike the last half hour, this half hour will be featuring the longest songs that the Motown record label ever released on a 45. We'll feature just a few years from 1969 through 1971. You'll hear the actual 45 as it was originally released. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, Rare Earth, The Temptations, Tom Clay, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Well, first up, Diana Ross, and a single that clocked in at 6 minutes and 18 seconds from 1970, number one song and a great song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, right here on Motown Memories.
Call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my darling, let it be me. Of the love I feel for you. But a writer put it very nicely. When he was away from the one he loved, he sat down and wrote these words.
No wind,
no wind,
no rain,
no rain.
Oh, winter's cold.
Yeah. Hey, big brother, I know you're out there somewhere. If we don't get our thing together, big brother will be watching us. He ain't gonna get me. Are you gonna let him get you? He'll never get me. He'll never get me, no. Big brother's coming. No, he'll never get me.
Motown Mummy from Rare Earth. That was Hey Big Brother, and that was actually a stereo 45 released in 1971, and it clocked in at 4 minutes and 46 seconds. We started with Diana Ross's powerful song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, from 1970, and that song was released in a version that was 6 minutes and 18 seconds. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we're featuring a few of the greatest and longest songs that the Motown record label ever recorded and released on a 45 from 1969 through 1971. Well, coming up, The Temptations with a great song, Runaway Child, Running Wild, at 4 minutes and 47 seconds from 1969, right here on Motown.
Mama, mama, please come on, see about me. Too far away, but she can't hear a word you say.
I want my mama.
Oh, you're frightened and confused. Which way will you choose?
That's my time and reads at yahoo.com.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother, rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love, thine brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher.
Gun control, the sound of soul, shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So,
round and around we go. Where the world's headed, nobody knows.
Rising fast, the Beatles' new records of gas.
And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction.
City inspectors, bill collectors,
hardcore Indian man, population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
A pair of Temptations tunes. This one was Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today. That was produced by Norman Whitfield, who was actually experimenting with the Temptations in both longer 45s and psychedelic 45s. That was a great song from 1970, and it clocked in at 4 minutes and 3 seconds. And we started with Runaway Child, Running Wild, the Temptations, at 4 minutes and 47 seconds from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, We've been featuring the short songs during the first half hour, and now longer songs during the second half hour. Well, coming up, two more songs. This one clocking in at 6 minutes and 20 seconds from 1971, and it's an interesting song, What the World Needs Now, Abraham, Martin, and John, and this was recorded and released by disc jockey Tom Clay, right here on Motown Memories.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Rise and shine, boys!
1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2, 3, 4!
I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now, police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The Flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He's freed a lot of people, but it seems so good they die young.
Country called days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Yordi has sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So, my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Director Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not?
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody sits.
Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.